until next week, this is Arthur Berman reminding you to keep on picking.
And this is Andrea reminding you to listen to good bluegrass music as often as possible and be true to yourself and false to no one.
And remember, the early bird gets to bluegrass unless you're one of those pod people.
Welcome to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and it's just after 8 o'clock here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Please stick around until 9:30 while I play a bunch of Italian music for you. We're listening right now to Riccardo Tesi, A Corsa, from his album Presente Remoto, featuring Daniele Sepe on saxophone. Buongiorno e benvenuti a Give 'em the Boot. Io sono Linda Wall e questa è un'ora e mezza di musica italiana, soprattutto musica folk, ma anche di altri tipi. Ogni tanto mi viene voglia di farti sentire un po' di jazz o magari un po' di world music o magari, non so, un po' di musica pop. Comunque è tutta buona musica, quindi è tutto quello che è importante. Allora, avete sentito adesso la bellissima voce di Ginevra Di Marco, dal disco di Riccardo Tesi e Claudio Carboni, Crinali, che è un disco bellissimo, uscito 2-3 anni fa, e quella canzone lì si chiamava La Lea. Quindi abbiamo iniziato con tre pezzi di Riccardo Tesi, giusto per avere un po' di Riccardo Tesi, perché lui comunque fa sempre piacere sentirlo suonare. I primi due pezzi vengono invece dal suo ultimo disco Presente Remoto, A Corsa, il nome del primo brano, poi Tango di Buona Speranza, che è scritto anche da lui. Comunque lui è un grande compositore di pezzi per l'organetto diatonico, che è il suo strumento principale. E gli altri musicisti che sono stati coinvolti in questo progetto di Presente Remoto sono tanti. Comunque le solite, diciamo, i soliti amici: Maurizio Geri, chitarre; Claudio Carboni, sax, soprano, baritono, alto e tenore. Poi un sacco di altri strumentisti, Daniele Sepe, su quel brano lì A Corsa, e invece Stefano Bollani, pianoforte, su Tango di Buona Speranza, e poi un sacco di altri musicisti: Elena Ledda, Gavino Murgia, Marco Fadda, Gian Maria Testa, Ginevra Di Marco, eccetera eccetera. Quindi se siete interessati potete andare a vedere il Manifesto, che è un giornale di sinistra italiano, e hanno anche una casa discografica con dei bellissimi CD, tra cui questo qua, Presente Remoto di Riccardo Tesi. E allora invece andiamo ad un'altra voce femminile che mi piace molto, Barbara Eramo, che è la cantante col gruppo di Stefano Saletti, uno dei suoi progetti, dei suoi tanti progetti interessanti, che sono progetti di musica etnica, ma non soltanto musica italiana, ma musica dal Mediterraneo. È un suo progetto che ha fatto uscire due CD adesso, Piccola Banda Icona, e questo qua, Marea Cusarea, è il secondo disco del gruppo, Piccola Banda Icona, e questo è il brano Sabir, con la voce di Barbara Eramo. Well, and there we are. That was a little bit of music from... oh, goodness me. I've just lost... We heard the wonderful Stefano Soletti and his group, the Piccola Banda Icona, to start with. And they have a couple of albums, and that was from the second album, Marea Cusarea. And also another group of his, which is a world music group of Mediterranean musicians mostly, and also, I think, someone from Israel, called the Sette Soish Orchestra. And an album called A Night in Sicily. And it's a live album. In fact, they just recorded, I think, after having maybe played together for a week. And they did this tour around different cities in the Mediterranean and put together this wonderful live album. And I believe the singer is from Portugal. And the other musicians are from Spain, Italy, Israel, where else? I'm just trying to think. Morocco. Yeah, so and so basically Andalusia, Calabria, Israel, Rome, Morocco, Portugal, and Sicily. There we go. Stefano Soletti, who's the leader of that group, and he used to be in a group a couple of decades ago. They've been around for a while, but they're not playing anymore. Novalia, that was their name, that's right. And this Seven Suns Orchestra is actually put together, arranged as part of a festival, the Festival of Seven Suns and Seven Moons. And it is an interesting melding of different musicians. And this music was put together by Stefano Soletti in conjunction with the other musicians in the group. And what else was I just playing there? I can't recall. I have a feeling that it was... oh, yes, it was a group from Puglia called Waragnan, Quanne Sandanne, from the Rough Guide to the Music of Italy. That's what it was. Okay, you are listening to Given the Boot. It's 8:35 here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, and I'm here every Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock till 9:30, bringing a bunch of music that you might not have heard before to your ears. Hopefully you like some of it. I hope you do. This morning, as usual, I have a mixed bag of treasures, all sorts of music from very traditional Italian folk music to much more modern stuff. And I'm going to continue on this traditional vein with an interesting album that came across my desk, so to speak, a year or so ago. It's called Core, and it is music, Greek music, basically, of southern Italy. There is a large Greek speaking community in southern Italy. Historically, there were many Greek, like ancient Greek almost, immigrants in that area. Of course, you know, southern Italy was originally part of Magna Graecia, and there, I believe, also was related to monasteries, and there were these Greek monasteries, and ancient Greek was still spoken in a sort of interesting, not exactly just like ancient Greek, but a type of Greek still spoken in many parts of southern Italy. And this album was put out, which features the influence of this Greek speaking community in southern Italy. Nistanimera is the name of the group, and well, sort of put together a bunch of people. And this is a little track. It's a tarantella, but called Tirantella. Thank you.
Non ti sembra allora che da ogni ciliegio del giardino, da ogni foglia, da ogni tronco degli esseri umani ti guardino?
Sai che gli alberi parlano, si parlano l'un con l'altro e parlano anche a te se li sai ascoltare. Ho appreso molto dagli alberi, qualcosa sul tempo ed anche molte cose su di me. Sai che gli alberi parlano, si parlano l'un con l'altro e parlano anche a te se li sai ascoltare. E parlano anche a te se li sai ascoltare.
E dormire mille anni se voglio.
Tito, non sei figlio di Dio, ma c'è chi muore nel dirti addio. Dimaco ignori chi fu tuo padre, ma più di te muore tua madre. Con troppe lacrime piangi Maria, solo l'immagine d'un'agonia. Sai che alla vita nel terzo giorno il figlio tu farà ritorno. Lascia noi piangere un po' più forte chi non risorgerà più dalla morte. Piango di lui ciò che mi è tolto, le braccia magre, la fronte, il volto, ogni sua vita che vive ancora, che vedo spegnersi ora per ora. Figlio nel sangue, figlio nel cuore, e chi ti chiama nostro Signore? Nella fatica del tuo sorriso cerca un ritaglio di paradiso. Per me sei figlio vite morente di porto cieco. Questo mio ventre come nel grembo e adesso in croce ti chiama amore questa mia voce. Non fossi stato figlio di Dio t'avrei ancora.
elevación, elevación, elevación.
Right, that's a carnival song, actually, from a group from Turin, Mau Mau, from their album Bas Paradis. And carnival is actually finishing today in Venice, for sure. I was looking at the website Venice's Carnival 2009, and such an interesting event. Apparently, there's just an insane amount of people who go to Venice for carnival. It's been happening there apparently since 1268 or something crazy like that. Yep, since the 2nd of May 1268, the oldest document pertaining to the use of masks in Venice dates back to that time. And apparently, you know, one of the things people do, the whole idea, I guess, of carnival in a way is for people to break loose of their maybe social strictures, and people from all different social classes and different walks of life could all be dressed up and no one would know who they were, and they could do things they normally couldn't do in real life. Sort of a bit of letting loose. Anyway, it's just an interesting way that the carnival has developed in Italy, for sure. There's many places in Italy that have particular types of carnival. Events, I guess. And another place is in Ivrea, which is in the north as well. And it's an historic carnival that's very well known for its Battle of the Oranges. And I remember a friend of mine telling me about this crazy event where people peg oranges at one another. It doesn't sound like, it sounds like fun if you're the one throwing, but maybe not the one on the receiving end. It says it's valued as one of the most ancient carnivals in the world. During the year 1000, a miller's wife killed the tyrant of the city, King Arduino, and from that episode began a civil war between the oppressed people and the king's supporters, finally won by the people, and until now, every year, the citizens remember their liberation with the Battle of the Oranges. And what happens is teams of arancieri by foot shoot oranges representing ancient arrows and stones against arancieri on carts representing Arduino's allies. During the French occupation of Italy in the 19th century, the Carnival of Ivrea had been modified by adding representatives of the French army who helped the miller's wife. Interesting. Milan also has a big carnival celebration ending on the Saturday after Ash Wednesday. And Verona too. There's lots of great carnivals all around Italy. If you're interested, of course, you could always go and look on the internet, which is exactly what I've done. Imao Mao, this is a fabulous group who have percussionists from Africa, and they sing in their Turin dialect and have many albums out. Dea being the most recent one from a year or two ago. But the one I just played was from Bas Paradis, which was their second album from quite some time ago. It was one that I picked up when I was in Italy years and years ago. And before Mau Mau, we heard a group called Avleda with a little track, Loya Yasena, and wonderful Genoese singer-songwriter Fabrizio De André from De André in Concerto, live track Tre Madri. And in there, squeezed in there, a lot of small tracks, actually. Claudio De Angeli, who is a songwriter and guitarist, also from Genoa, who plays with Filippo Gambetta, amongst others. And he put out a solo album last year or the year before, La Sunna L'Oregon, up there in Oregon. He spent a bit of time in the Northwest. He came with Filippo Gambetta's group to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival and to Vancouver for a couple of years in a row, I think, for the Festival Vancouver too. And a song of his, Sai che gli alberi parlano, you know that the trees talk, is the name of that track. Some very beautiful songs on there and some great guitar playing as well. And the beginning of that set was this interesting Greek songs from Calabria and Puglia, an album called Core by a group called Nistanimera, and it was a little tarantella. All right, it's 8:55. You guys, hope you're having a good morning, everyone out there. I certainly am. It's CITR that you're listening to. It's 101.9 FM on the dial up here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. Thanks for joining me this morning, and I always enjoy getting people's notes. If you ever want to, suggest some music perhaps or ask me a question about something to do with Italian folk music, you can always email me at givethemtheboot. And the email is givetheboot@gmail.com. Also, I have a MySpace page for the show, which is myspace.com/givetheboot. And that is probably a good place for you to go if you wanted to maybe discover some more music. You might have heard something you liked and then you want to go and find out a little bit more about the group, because I have a bunch of links there, friends on my MySpace who are the musicians whose music I play, and you can click on their MySpace and then go and listen to some more music of theirs and then find out what music they listen to and all sorts of stuff. So if you're interested in that. There's also, it is hard to get Italian music in Canada, for sure. There is a couple of, there are a couple of places, including online. ItalianMusicStore.com is one place that sells Italian CDs, and there's a whole bunch of things that music that I like that they sell. And you can probably find some things on CD Baby as well, and also through most of the musicians' websites themselves, because they do tend to sell the things themselves. Okay, well, I'm going to continue with a little bit of Neapolitan, Southern Tarantella music, Eugenio Benato, and a track called Femmina Chiangi, which means Woman Cry.
Femmina chiangi d'amore, volesti la sangrista terra parti di così.
Una serva di gran cuore, di cui eri geloso, dorme il suo sonno profondo sotto un umile prato. Si dovrebbe portare qualche fiore ogni tanto. I poveri morti hanno grandi dolori. quando ottobre soffia, spogliando vecchi alberi, e il vento malinconico spazza i loro marmi. E le siècle couleurs sont camini fleurs, en place de trovare i vivi molto ingrati a dormire come fanno, caldi, riposati, mentre loro divorati da pensieri neri, senza compagni di letto e colloqui intimi, vecchi scheletri gelati, tormentati dai vermi, sentono lo sgocciolare delle nevi degli inverni. Se una sera, quando il fuoco sibila e canta, calma la vedessi nella sua poltrona, se una notte blu di dicembre la trovasse nascosta nel buio della stanza, pensosa, uscita dal fondo del suo letto eterno per cullare il bambino cresciuto con occhio materno. Che pourrais-je répondre à cet âme pure?
Un'anima così dolce, un'anima così dolce. Se gli occhi vuoti, se gli occhi vuoti. Vieni di lacrime amare, vieni di lacrime amare.
That's a beautiful track from Rocco De Rosa, who is a Roman-based songwriter and pianist, from his album Tram Mari. And I'm a big fan of the instrumentals on that album. I happened to have the pleasure of meeting him at a gig in Rome back in October. Thanks very much, Rocco, for sending me your CD. It is Give 'Em the Boot. You are listening to just past 9 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I have a couple of announcements for you. It's about that time of the morning when I mention what might be happening in the Italian music world, or the Italian world in general, in Vancouver. And in fact, the Italian Cultural Centre has a movie night happening next Monday on the 2nd of March, beginning at 7 o'clock in the museum, free admission. The movie is called Saturno Contro. It's from 2007, and it's a story about a tight-knit group of friends, gay and straight alike, who learn many lessons about life, love, and suffering, and the relationships they have with one another as one of them suddenly falls into a coma. In Italian with English subtitles. And after the movie, you'll get the chance to discuss it in Italian with the host, Alessandro. But of course, you don't need to be able to speak Italian because it does have English subtitles. So if you just want to go along and see an Italian film for free, that's at the Italian Cultural Centre, which is in on Slocan Street in East Vancouver. So you want to check out more about that. It's italianculturalcentre.com. And also the Istituto Italiano di Cultura di Vancouver is one of the presenters of Cecilia Bartoli, who is a wonderful mezzo-soprano from Rome. And she doesn't come to North America very often, and this is one of the few visits. She'll be doing a recital celebrating her most recent Decca recording, which is called Maria, a portrait of 19th century superstar soprano Maria Malibran. Cecilia Bartoli is widely credited with popularizing opera in North America through her tours. This program will include works by Maria Malibran as well as many composers for whom Malibran served as a muse, including Bellini, Donizetti, Rossini, Viardot, and Garcia. The Institute of Culture members are entitled to a 15% discount if they buy tickets through the Vancouver Recital Society. It's at the Orpheum Theatre on Wednesday night, February 25th, that's tomorrow night, at 8 p.m. It's being put on by the Vancouver Recital Society in collaboration with the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver. You can also get tickets through Ticketmaster. If you want information about the Vancouver Recital Society, you can call 604-602-0363. That's Cecilia Bartoli, wonderful opera singer from Italy. And there are lots of other great things happening in March at the Institute of Culture, including an evening with Maria Rosa Cutrufelli, who is a novelist, essayist, and figure in the Italian feminist movement, and she will be talking about her career and her writings on Friday, March 6th. And Monday, March 9th, there's going to be a special celebration of International Women's Day, and the Institute is going to be offering a screening of a documentary about women in Italy called Bellissime. So many good things happening and lots of others that I haven't mentioned at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver, which is on West Hastings Street downtown. If you wanted to find out more, you can go to iicvancouver.esteri.it and find out what's going on. Allora, andiamo avanti con altro po' di musica. Sentiamo da un altro cantautore italiano, Nicola Genovese, dal suo album Strano Posto. Sentiamo proprio quella canzone, Strano Posto.
Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or, for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
Thank you. In questo nostro posto non c'è più niente da fare, non c'è più niente da pensare, più niente da capire. In questo strano posto pieno di solitudine e di pensieri pesanti e di tarli nel cervello, non c'è più niente da fare, non c'è più un punto dove arrivare, non c'è più niente da bere, niente da bere, meno ne va. Questo strano posto, se hai qualche cosa da dire, allora devi cercare un poco più in là, qualcosa da fare, un'altra città. Questo nostro posto non c'è più niente da dire, non c'è più niente da vedere, più niente da fumare. In questo luogo scuro solo una speranza c'è, una luce che si accenda domani e che ti porti via, lontano, ma lontano. È facile da dire quando si è fermi dentro un treno, in una piccola stazione, ecco il biglietto pronto per poter e a partire, tu ti ritrovi di nuovo solo nel vuoto fermo ad aspettare. E chissà se ci sarà un posto tutto nostro da attraversare, la scia di una strada sbagliata da ritrovare o da inventare. Chissà
chissà se questo tempo sarà da scoprire o da inventare.
Simone Zanchini, alla fisarmonica.
Camminai fino a non pensare più che a portarmi fino a qui eri stata tu, nascosta nei miei sogni come ieri, sola dentro di me, nei miei pensieri, e così oggi. Così è da ieri. Sopra un treno ad una sola direzione, l'impossibile, la mia destinazione. Sopra un carro trascinato da un leone, viaggio verso di te. Senza più ore, un tempo nuovo che ho nel cuore.